Lesson number 3, the garment industry and meaningful work. In 1889, Louis and Regina Borgonecht boarded an ocean liner in Hamburg bound for America. Louis was from Galicia in what was then Poland. Regina was from a small town in Hungary. They had been married only a few years and had one small child and a second on the way. For the 13-day journey, they slept on straw mattresses on a deck above the engine room, hanging tight to their bunk beds as the ship pitched and rolled. They knew one person in New York, Borgonecht's sister Sally, who had immigrated 10 years before. They had enough money to last a few weeks at best. Like so many other immigrants to America in those years, theirs was a leap of faith. Louis and Regina found a tiny apartment on Eldridge Street in Manhattan's Lower East Side for $8 a month. Louis then took to the streets looking for work. He saw peddlers and fruit sellers and sidewalks crammed with pushcarts. He saw noise and activity and energy that dwarfed what he had come from in the old world. He was first overwhelmed, then invigorated. He went to his sister's fish store in Ludlow Street and convinced her to give him a consignment of herring on credit. He set up shop on the sidewalk with 2 barrels of fish, hopping back and forth between them, chanting in German, "For frying, for baking, for cooking, good also for eating. Herring will do for every meal and for every class." By the end of the week, he had cleared $8. By the second week, $13. Those were considerable sums, but Louis and Regina could not see how selling herring on the street would lead to a constructive business. Louis then decided to try being a pushcart peddler. He sold towels and tablecloths without much luck. He switched to notebooks, then bananas, then socks and stockings. Was there really a future in pushcarts? Regina gave birth to a second child, a daughter, and Louis's urgency grew. He now had 4 mouths to feed.